and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New information on Israeli airstrikes today that have shattered a fragile two-month ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
They've been targeting all over Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, they've also killed a number of Hamas political leaders in Gaza.
President Trump set to speak with Vladimir Putin by phone today on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams from Kyiv.
If Ukraine gives up some of its territory permanently to Russia, that could help secure a ceasefire. But many here in Ukraine and in Europe fear that would set a dangerous precedent.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule later today after an unexpected 9 months at the ISS. British astronaut Tim Peake.
The whole process will probably take about 2 or 3 months before they finally feel fully back to full strength.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state has seen 68 wildfires in just the past week, burning 937 acres and counting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on the biggest blaze in the state in Green Lake County.
In the town of Seneca, the Big Island fire has burned an estimated 745 acres. Crews were dispatched to the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area right around 4:30 in the afternoon. This is exactly when the winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour, helping spread the fire, which is currently being held on the south side of County Road D. Two residents have been evacuated, with six structures threatened. The Wisconsin DNR also says that there have been no injuries and that the fire is under investigation. No DNR or private-approved prescribed burn was in the area at the start of the fire.
The Department of Public Instruction has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. Joanne Krulantz has more info.
The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on DPI's website.
The spring election is just 2 weeks away on Tuesday, April 1st. A photo ID is required in order to cast your ballot. If you don't have an approved photo ID, such as a driver's license or state ID, you can get one at the Wisconsin DMV. Start online at wisconsindmv.gov or call your local DMV during office hours. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners of radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to help make your Tuesday fun. We got good things on the way. We're going to kick it off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing better after I looked something up today. I am at calendar.com, and that is calendar with two R's at the end. And I see that it is 1 day, 18 hours, 55 minutes, and 53 seconds away from spring.
Countdown begins.
Now, I don't know if that counts for Wisconsin. I'm not sure. I believe it. Every other city, I'm not sure about Wisconsin. Though,
are we in fall spring right now? Where are we at?
Yeah, we're in like fall spring for sure. We're about the second winter's about to hit, and then we've got a third winter still on the way. So don't get your hopes up just yet.
Third winter.
Oh, and I'm not kidding. I wish I was. April 1st, and that was a foolish joke, but nope. Okay, so here's what we got going on today. Mostly sunny to start. Clouds increasing throughout the afternoon. We've still got a very high fire danger. I mean, yesterday you had two wildfires in Washera County, two in Green Lake, one in Marquette and one in Adams. And, of course, one of them burned nearly 745 acres. So no burning, no tossing cigarette butts, and watch your equipment for any sparks today because our landscape is just wildfire fuel right now, and especially right in the central Wisconsin. So be careful out there today, but otherwise, soak up the sunshine while we have it, because obviously a big storm is headed our way tomorrow. So what we're looking at is highs today hitting the mid-50s, and then a significant drop tomorrow as that storm hits. Highs will only be in the mid-30s. And if you notice mid-30s, that means we're going to see a wintry mix. So what's going to happen is rain is going to push in early tomorrow morning. We're actually going to see that start to mix with some snow and possibly sleet right in the afternoon hours, around 2 to 4. So right before we're all headed home from work tomorrow evening, that's going to be switching over to some accumulating snowfall. And right now we are looking at anywhere from about 2 to 5 inches. And that will fall again tomorrow afternoon and into those evening hours for a majority of it. Now further up north, where that winter storm warning and watch is going, they're going to see anywhere from a half of a foot to a foot of snowfall, and obviously it's going to be snowing much, much earlier throughout the day tomorrow versus what we're going to see is that transition from rain to a mix to accumulating snowfall, and it's going to be a slushy, slappy, wet kind of snowfall, so a little bit heavier and harder to clear, so take your time out there. And of course, it's going to be very, very windy. Winds are going to be gusting up to about 40 miles per hour tomorrow. So that's going to create some whiteout conditions, and it's just going to make everything a headache while we're trying to commute. So if you don't have to, plan not to. And again, this is all throughout tomorrow.
Appreciate the heads up, Brittany. Thank you for that.
Spring blizzard on our way. On the way.
Tomorrow sounds like a perfect day to just hang out with the radio. Just hang out with the radio.
I agree. That's just perfect and relaxing.
Appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great morning.
You as well.
Thank you, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us. We got good things coming up for you throughout the day today. It is, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and they're back open today, so we get to talk about our friends over there. It is Awkward Moments Day. We will have some scenarios for you about some of the more awkward moments there are. We got those. The top five songs that make us wish the karaoke machine was broke.
Got that one
coming up. We got a couple of other fun ones for you as well. And we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our new friend Jeremy Schmidt. Jeremy runs a couple of businesses around here that have recently become members of the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, putting back into our community.
Wonderful.
So Jeremy is going to join us to talk this week about Sand Slicer. And if you don't know if you don't know what that is, everybody, I encourage you to look that up. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like it.
We will talk with Jeremy at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. After that, get into some entertainment news. Got some interesting things with Jelly Roll and the beef between Kendrick and Drake. And I want to talk a little local theater and this cool newsletter thing that I've heard. Our newsletter. And the first gen beta babies are here, and the names are interesting. We'll get into a little of that. Plenty more to come up with as well. But I wanted to start right here, as we are both big music lovers, and I know that I think you are a good eater, from what I can tell, and I'm trying to be a better eater. So let's combine the worlds of music and vegetables with this one. The world's first and possibly only orchestra to exclusively make music from vegetable instruments.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
They were awarded a Guinness World Record by playing 344 concerts over the course of 27 years.
What? With vegetables?
Yeah, and they've been at this since 99. So I'm a little surprised we haven't heard of this one before. The 11-piece vegetable orchestra formed in Vienna, Austria in 1999 when musicians of various backgrounds came together with the idea of carving veggies into instruments.
This is hilarious.
Quote, to that point, quote, it all started as a joke, founding member Matthias told the BBC back in 2019. He said the founding four members had been signed up for a performance art festival in Vienna. They were brainstorming on what creative ways to play music just differently. And they just kind of like started to mess around with carrots. They started carving carrots into recorders and leeks into mandolins.
I have to look up the pictures. Oh my goodness, this is hilarious.
Well, I'm going to play a little of it for everybody right now here, just give you guys an idea of what this is like. We'll play a little of this right now. Not exactly Beethoven.
That's fantastic.
Not Beethoven necessarily, but you know, not so bad. We got a call coming in. I got to take this. Let's go ahead and take this real quick. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was wondering, what time does your birthday club come on?
About 10 minutes. Around 8:20 is usually when we do it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was earlier.
That's all right.
That's okay. Do you have one to add?
Listening. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We'll be at that in just a little bit. Thanks thanks for asking. The musicians said that they carve fresh vegetables before every performance as their instruments only last for about 6 hours.
Yeah, they would have to. Oh, my goodness.
And any unused vegetables are made into a soup to be served at the concert. And they spent the instruments are turned into organic waste to keep the concerts eco-friendly.
Wow.
The orchestra told Guinness World Records that the only one subject is off limits during the concerts, asking whether musicians are vegetarians. to that point, many of them are not, but there's a couple that are. So, you know, that's about average for, you know, most places.
Right,
I will say that it would be tempting to ask them if they were all vegetarians. But this all really just started as a joke. It wasn't really meant to be what it turned into. But they ended up enjoying playing together. And they found this just to be a fun way of getting people into music.
Wow. This is so fascinating. They're turning squashes into like trumpets, and just the visual of seeing them with a carrot
is
there, playing like a recorder. I love it.
Is there any of these that you would want to play?
Go ahead.
Oh, I saw one that was a bunch of hollowed out carrots, and they were just blowing into them. that was kind of interesting.
As far as like orchestra. Instruments that I have experience with is probably the most is a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
As most of us learn recorder at some point in our musical lives. So I could maybe actually make that one, make some, you know, tunes, but I'd try any of them. This is fantastic. I love it.
Really does seem fun. My only, I there's no chance I'm getting over to Vienna anytime soon. So I really wish this was a modern thing or something over here. I mean,
right. Or can we invite them to come play?
Yes. That's what we should do. Yes.
I want to learn how to play a leek.
Yeah. If you're curious, everybody, there is some steps online of making your own carrot recorder that you can do that with. That's pretty good. And they've got a bunch of videos online as well if you want to check those out.
Yeah, I encourage you to look it up just even to see the pictures.
It's
fantastic. This is like a parsnip that he's holding like a flute.
It's the thing about it, too, and this is with any musicians, especially anytime you see orchestra members or something like that, the focus that is locked in. You expect it when you see a big orchestra concert or something like that.
With fancy brass instruments stringed instruments that look like they cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. I've mentioned before, I'm a sucker for the violin, and sometimes there's a couple of artists that I really enjoy that play with big band, big orchestras and everything, and just stare at sometimes the instruments themselves. And with this, I'm doing it, but they're so locked in. It's so great to see how focused they are about these things.
And I love the fact that they have to make their instrument before each performance.
Yeah.
I just think that's so fascinating.
It's really a kind of a fun way, too, of I don't want to say helping people learn, but kind of keeping in mind, you know, how important it is that we keep our foot on the gas when it comes to, protecting our planet. And helping in any way we can. This is a fun way of doing that. While it wasn't intended for that, I understand, it is a happy byproduct of it.
You're right. The vegetable orchestra. And while, you know, a carrot recorder might not be the ideal instrument to learn on, you can make instruments out of a lot of other things.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I also would like to see done, and I, we did a story about this ages ago, about there were some people out there creating instruments from, like, cardboard boxes and things.
Mm-hmm. Like shoebox. Yeah, like a shoebox guitar. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I had to rent my trumpet. And then I had to rent a cornet, and then I had to rent a French horn because I could rent it for a while, and then I couldn't afford it anymore, and then I had to give it back and back and forth a lot. So I never really, I don't know, I was never going to be a huge, great trumpet player anyway, but I had a little bit of troubles with that because I wasn't able to stay consistent because I couldn't keep
it. Right, because you couldn't have it, so you couldn't practice.
I think it'd be great to have instruments a lot more available to kids. And sure. Just so they have the option, even if they want to pick up a saxophone, they can do that.
Right, because how could they know if they're good at it if they never get to try?
Yeah, and just like with, no different than sports or you know, theater or anything else we talk about, we're not talking about this as if they're going to become the next the great this or whatever. But the confidence, the confidence they build from these concerts, these plays, these things that they have audience people come to, community members come to, that confidence they can funnel into any kind of profession they do, whatever they're up to in the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
And music is a powerful thing when it comes to that.
And the ability to create music is so powerful.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Because it's so it works those creative muscles, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, you never know what those might be used for later on in life. Maybe even making a vegetable orchestra. We will take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring rain tonight, tomorrow, with rain changing to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of snow with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll keep an eye on that. Today, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about you and our fantastic friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They are open and waiting for you.
Yes, indeed.
Got some great specials lined up today, too.
Mm-hmm. A pork belly Benedict.
Oh.
I am intrigued.
Yeah.
So it's a grilled English muffin topped with thin slices of pork belly, two beautifully poached eggs, and a layer of our homemade hollandaise sauce served with potatoes or fresh fruit. Or you can get Fidel's favorite pancakes.
James. Mm. They have bacon in them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
Bacon inside the pancakes.
So you got this, right? You can handle the rest of the show.
Nice try, buddy.
Yeah. You can't blame me for trying. I mean, this sounds amazing.
It does. And for lunch, you could get a pork belly BLT or a provolone and mushroom burger. Both of those sound amazing.
Actually, and those both sound like I can't imagine my poor father would have the all of choices to try to choose between both of those. Like he'd have to get both. He would get both. Yep. He'd take one home.
Lunch and dinner.
Yep, he'd take one home. You can take one home at El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a good morning from all of us, everybody. Buy local and support local. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love hearing from you. Email us, info@wfhr.com. You can always direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. That connects you right to us. We can talk live on air. You can also just push a couple buttons on your Civic Media app and connect with us. Easy peasy. You don't have to punch in any numbers. Or text us right there through the app as well.
Want to thank everybody also with the promotion we've been doing over on our sister station, 105.5. We've been getting a ton of your text messages, getting in on the contest we got going on over there.
Oh,
thank
good.
You, everybody, for playing along.
Yeah,
it's been
absolutely.
A lot of fun. Melissa, I've got five possible qualifiers today.
Need a five.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So many choices. I have to choose five.
There you go. Okay. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. And so the celebrating will begin with Dolores Becker.
Happy birthday, Dolores.
Have a great day, Dolores. We wish you a good one. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And a very happy birthday to Virgin Younger.
Happy birthday, Regine.
I hope it's a great one for you. Beautiful name, by the way. I haven't heard that one in a while. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Marvin Coles, happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, Marvin.
Enjoy your day, Marvin. And a happy birthday to Herb Kornholm.
Happy birthday, Herb.
Enjoy the day, Herb. Wishing you a good one. And our qualifier celebrating their 64th anniversary.
Oh.
64th. Jim and Arlene Van Duzer.
Jim and Arlene, happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys the best of anniversaries. Happy 64th and many, many more. And thank you for making my romantic heart sing this morning. 64, that is amazing, you guys. Congratulations.
Yes.
Be listening at the beginning of the month to see if you win some free food from our friends at El Cafe.
Oh, it's good food, and it's free. You want to get involved in this. It's so much fun.
We'll take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. Lily Collins is 36, Phil Collins' daughter. She is Snow White in Mirror, Mirror, and the star of Netflix's show Emily in Paris.
Okay.
Good. I have not, to be honest, I have not seen her act, but I hear a lot of good things about her as an actor. Okay. A lot of people mention it. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, one of the queens of hip-hop. Queen Latifah is 55.
Wow.
Integral, you cannot tell the story of rap without talking about Queen Latifah. I understand there's a lot of good female rappers out there right now. I don't know if any of them are rapping like the way Queen Latifah did. It feels like and nothing against this, and to each their own, especially the music you like. But it feels like a lot of the female rappers nowadays have gone, oh, well, we can get even nastier than men. We can go, you know, they want to talk about Rolexes and you know, women this and that kind of thing. We're going to do the same thing. Now, that's equality. That's equality at its best and its finest. And I have nothing wrong with that. But it's all that. And Queen Latifah was about unity, was about, you know, bringing awareness to women's rights and certain things. She was a force. And I'd like to see that voice still in hip hop. On the men's side, there is some of that. On the women's side, there's artists like her and some others that are doing this, but they're not nearly as popular as like Queen Latifah was at the peak of her career. I'm not disappointed as much in the artists as I am in people that are purchasing and downloading this music and not really going after, you know, music with thought, music that has a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the best at that.
And not just trying to take it to an extreme.
And a poet. Incredible writer. Very good poet. Because that's what hip-hop is, everybody. It's poetry. You know, I remind you about that every time I can. And incredible actor. Very good actor. Very
yes,
good actor.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can see her in The Equalizer right now. You can see her. Jerry Cantrell is 59. Alison Chains, lead guitar player, singer, and harmonizer. My favorite, I don't know my favorite, but top five favorite bands of all time, Alison Chains. And major okay. part because of the harmonies between Jerry Cantrell and Lane Stanley. There was no other band for me growing up that did that. They were the grunge version of the Allman Brothers for me. I'm not saying that's what they were. I'm just saying the way I interpreted them. Okay. Great singer.
I can't say I listened to that one too much.
Good band.
If at all.
Vanessa Williams is 62. Wonderful singer. Saved the best for last.
I really like that song.
Former Miss America as well. And also a very good actor.
I didn't know that.
She's a good actor too.
Yeah, she is.
Mike Rowe is 63, host of Dirty Jobs, narrator for Deadliest Catch. Done a lot of work like that.
That's a crazy show, though.
Yeah.
You gotta have a strong stomach for that one.
You really do. And as crazy as it is, some of the scenarios he puts himself in, I would love to do that job. I don't know. There's something about getting every week doing a different job, and no matter how dirty or nasty they are, kind of like bringing some attention and hopefully some appreciation to different
and some
fields.
And, to the people who have to do those jobs.
Seems like a pretty cool gig, you know? I don't know. I like that. And then there are some people that are no longer with us, like the legend Charlie Pride. Born in 1934, passed away in 2020. We started the Sunrise Show today, as you would imagine, with Kiss an Angel Good Morning. One of Charlie's, if not his biggest hit, one of his biggest hits. And you can't tell not just the history of country music. You can't tell the history of music without talking about Charlie Pride. He's an incredible artist.
Not.
Incredible artist. And just a prototypical voice. Just if you wanted a country voice, that's what it would sound like. If you're trying to, you know, create one, just an incredible singer, and everything he went through, what he accomplished in his life, just incredible. Peter Graves, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2010. Mission Impossible TV series standout, of course, Airplane. There's so many great lines. Peter Graves has an airplane that I repeated to my father and would get yelled at. We focus, and rightfully so in many ways, on Leslie Nielsen when it comes to deadpanning or, you know, especially the movie Airplane. But Peter Graves is needs to be mentioned more when it comes to that movie and so much of his work.
And and so many of the movies that he did in like the 50s.
Yeah.
I want to see these. It Conquered the World, 1956. Oh. The beginning of the End, 1957. The end. Like, they look like awesome.
The Beginning of the End is the first movie I ever saw Peter Graves. I don't even think I saw the Mission Impossible show growing up. I saw that. And then I saw Airplane. And that guy was, he's always going to be somebody to me. I think
new
he's
thrills,
amazing.
New shocks, new terror.
Oh, those movies, it's a little melancholy to me because we'll never have a naive moment like that again.
Mm-hmm. With that sci-fi horror that's almost funny.
I was talking to a couple students a while ago about the War of the Worlds, and they just thought of it as a book. And I was like, well, you know, it was the greatest prank ever pulled, right? Like, what are you talking about? And so we now go down the rabbit hole of the story of the radio broadcast and how part of the country thought that we were having an alien invasion and so many of these things. Like, it's interesting to me because I used to think, well, we'll never have a moment like that again where we're that, not naive, but we don't, you know, there isn't right now, if we go on the air and say something like that, immediately somebody can throw into their search engine, hey, are we getting attacked by aliens? No, we're not. Okay. It's just a, you know.
Okay. But, it's a hoax. Got it.
Yeah. But back then, you couldn't do that. And just amazing to me. But at the same time, it got me, as we were talking about it, me and the students and everything, immediately started thinking about, they started bringing up Area 51 and some other things. And I'm like, wait a minute. It doesn't matter. People are still being, you know, quote, fooled by things. It just, you know.
Well, because we do like to suspend our beliefs a little bit to have that fantastical option.
Yeah.
I just don't know about crops thrive on irradiated soil thanks to the U.S. government, but so do grasshoppers.
Right.
which is the beginning of the end.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, it's such a good movie. If I remember right, too, it's some of the early superimposing they would do, where they would take, they would zoom in on a real life grasshopper, but impose it on,
make
like,
it look big.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that stuff. It's so good. And Wilson Pickett, born on this day in 1941, passed away in 06. In the Midnight Hour, Mustang Sally, Land of a Thousand Dances. So many good hits from Wilson Pickett. If you're going to have a couple hits, like every one of those are like dancing hits, are like moving hits and stuff.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Oh, it's like, I'll never forget. I'll never get tired of that song. Another happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe.
Absolutely. You'll get free pie, and you have so many options, and they're all good.
Get on over there today, everybody, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Melissa and I will be back with some more fun on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Healthy People Wood County reminds us about the importance of National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. 60% of high school seniors believe that occasional marijuana use is risky. This is according to the 2023 Monitoring the Future survey. This is a notable shift in perception from youth compared to the previous year. Underage marijuana use can interfere with brain development and increase the risk of mental health challenges. It can also impair cognitive functions like memory, attention, and decision-making. Using marijuana at a young age is associated with a higher likelihood of future substance use disorders. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tells families and teachers to keep an eye on the mental health of their kids and students as they return from spring break. Lisa Hale has more.
According to health officials, self-harm incidents with kids between the ages of 10 and 19 tend to increase following a return from a long school break or during transition periods. They're reminding families and teachers to look out for signs that kids and students may be struggling with their mental health. They're also reminding residents about the 988 Mental Health Crisis Hotline.
As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. There's a blood drive today in Wisconsin Rapids. You can donate at the former East Junior High School from 10 to 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings, covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
We are tracking a storm system that will bring rain tonight, tomorrow, with rain changing to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of snow with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll keep an eye on that. Today, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. One of the things that Mel and I like to do is find things that bring us together, show we are more connected than not, things we have in common. And one of those things is every single person listening to this right now, we have all had awkward moments.
For sure.
Legendary awkward moments in our own heads, possibly.
Ones that we can't forget.
Let's share, everybody. This is a safe, open place. 715-424-2600. Keep in mind, we are a PG show. With that being said, it's not fair for me to ask the audience to share and not share myself. I think doing what we're doing right now, it's only appropriate. My first interview in radio was with Jim Ross, Panama Jack, and he interviewed me, and he was very honest right away as soon as I came into the interview. The only reason he was interviewing me is because I was the one person in the 30-some years he had been hiring and working in radio that had ever sent in his resume with a VHS tape. For radio. This was a difficult start to it, but it got better, everybody, because Panama, you know, asked me, is there anything about the station? Well, he asked me if I listened, and I did, and asked me if there was anything I would change. And I was told from a young age in interviews, when you're asked questions like this, to have something. Mm-hmm. That if you have nothing, that just looks like you're just kind of brown nosing or whatever and all that. Right. So scrambling in my head, I thought about it, and they just started playing some 90s rock. And some of that was REM. And I mentioned to him that I didn't think REM was rock, let alone classic rock. And I said, you know, kind of nervous laugh a little bit and everything.
Let me criticize your company here while I'm trying to apply for it.
Exactly. And in his greatest Peter Graves deadpan voice just looked at me and said, I'm a huge REM fan. and it was dead silent. I could have crawled under that desk and hid for years. I didn't think I'd ever be back in that building. I thought that was the end of my radio career right there. It was just very difficult. Yeah, it was.
But you got the job.
Got the job. Yeah.
I probably had a similar one as also to do with jobs because I applied for my first job. Well, one of my first jobs, it was actually at a video store. And I really wanted to work at this video store. And I went in and I asked to, you know, meet with the manager so I could give the manager my paper application in person. And then, you know, afterwards, my mom is like, okay, well, you know, if you don't hear from them in a couple of days, you need to call and follow up. And so I did. And I left the longest, most rambling, dumb message ever. And I was like, I mean, because I'm like, I don't know, 15 maybe. Oh, it was so bad. I never got a call back.
No, I was just going to ask her.
They're like, we don't want that crazy person here. No way, man.
I understand there's a lot of great horror scenes and things like that out there. For my money, the most horrifying scene I've ever seen in movies is in the movie Swingers. John Favreau is calling an ex-girlfriend, and he's trying to leave a message, but it's the old voice message machines, and it cuts off after a couple seconds, like as he's talking. So he keeps calling back to try to finish what he's saying.
Oh, no.
It's like 30 times he calls this. It's so uncomfortable. Just thinking about it, it's so uncomfortable. Oh man. I'd rather watch any horror scene over that any day. So a recent poll looked at various awkward situations to celebrate National Awkward Moments Day.
Because let's celebrate it.
Right. And on a scale from 1 to 10, over a third of people gave all of these at least a 7. So we're going to go over some of these more awkward situations that some of us, or maybe all of us, have been in. Gossiping about someone over text and then realizing you texted them.
Whoa, yeah, oops. I don't know that that's as common for like you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably the younger generation, that's probably happened.
I would say, would you maybe say emailing is a bit of an equivalent of this, of you need to email somebody?
Hit reply all.
Yes. Now, I've done that, but it hasn't been about gossip. It's just like been something silly that I was, you know, forwarding or something like that, and I ended up forwarding it to everybody. It was a long time ago.
And this is when your mother's good advice always comes into play. Never put anything in print or in type that you would not want that person to read.
I believe the number one most awkward situation that any human being can be in is watching a movie with your parents and a sex scene shows up.
Oh,
I mean, my mom and dad and I could not have a more open conversation, friendship, all that. There's literally nothing I can't talk to my parents about. And that happens. And at this moment, at 48, that happens. And I am mortified and I want to be out of the room. Yes. Yeah. I'll admit that one. Yeah. Telling a joke and nobody laughs.
Yeah. It flops. You feel really awkward.
You got to be honest.
Especially if you really think it was a good joke.
I'm kind of numb to that one.
Well, in the career that you're in, James.
Yeah. Tripping.
But for those of us that really have a hard time remembering the punchlines for jokes, I'm raising my hand over here. Oh, like, if it's not in a script, for some reason, I can never remember the punchline for jokes.
No,
except
that's...
for a couple that I learned as a kid that are like long and rambling and not even funny.
I relate to this because of my dad. My dad has done this my whole life, and he, part of what I've learned to love about it is how animated he gets, and how the punchline ends up being how frustrated he is that he can't think of the punch. What is the punchline again? Pam, you remember what?
I love it. Calling the troops.
He's called for backup. Babe, you remember what it was? So bad. Tripping and falling or stumbling in public. Yes.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Especially this time of year. Usually this time of year when there's ice on the ground or anything like that. And I believe everybody, especially, I'm not trying to sound sexist here, but I know this is a guy thing. I can't speak for women. A man slips and he catches himself or falls. His first reaction is not to see if he's hurt, but to see if anybody saw him do this. anybody see that? You try to walk it off like you meant to. This is my move.
I did that on purpose.
It's my move. I do that all the time. Asking someone for money because they haven't paid you back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's really awkward.
That's a whole other level, though.
That's a different...
That's a different category, like it feels like, yeah. Yeah. Forgetting someone's name. Yeah, yeah.
That one I have a little empathy for. I mean, if it's somebody that you know really, really well and you just can't remember their name, maybe that's awkward. But I don't know. I think it's better, like, I'm sorry, please tell me your name because I want to get it right.
Yeah.
It's just always a good way to go about it.
I think that's got to be the most universal one. And that's why I think it's in part, you know, I don't think anybody has a right to get mad necessarily or bent out of shape on that one. I never take it personal myself. we meet a lot of people in life in a job like this where I'm interviewing two different people every day at the least, and things like that. You meet a lot of people in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hearing a recording of your own voice. Yes. 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 Yes.
Especially for people who don't work in an industry like we do or don't do voice work. Yes. Yeah. Hearing yourself recorded, it's a unique experience.
You never sound like you think you're going to.
Nope. Because what you hear, what comes out of your mouth, you're hearing it inside your head too. So when you're just hearing it coming at you out of a speaker, it's going to sound completely different.
As a side note, and I don't want this to stop anybody from saying this, but I will say in my years in radio, the most awkward thing I've dealt with is the phrase that I've heard the most. Oh, you don't look like you sound.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea how to take that. I have no idea.
Me neither.
And nobody that's ever said it to me has said it like, wow, you don't look like you sound.
It's not a negative. It's just you get a picture in your head of someone.
Yeah.
Based on their voice.
It's interesting. The top ways we react to awkward moments include avoiding eye contact, an uncomfortable laugh or smile, fidgeting, blushing, and leaving also made the top five. Just up and leaving. Just leaving.
I'm just going to walk away.
When things get too awkward, we might just opt to get out of there and stuff. You can go to YouGov.com to find this entire list. Again, I remind everybody, too, that when you are, you are the person on the other side of this when somebody's going through an awkward moment, you know, have fun with it. Have fun with life. Have fun with it. And be understanding. Have some empathy. Yeah. Yeah. Because we've all been there.
Exactly. We've all experienced it. And it doesn't feel good to feel any kind of shame over something like that. Because I think awkward can be very close to shame in how it feels.
Yes.
And I don't know. It's not fun to shame someone.
No. Nobody's ever... And I don't think anybody's ever necessarily ever felt good from shaming somebody either. Mm-hmm. Before we go to break, I do have one story. I don't know if this is the funniest one I came across, but BuzzFeed.com, where is a great website. You can find a lot of the list of these things. Mm-hmm. I just got one that I came across I thought was pretty good that also feels very like something I would do. Years ago, my husband and I stopped at a gas station for coffee. I reached for something, and a packet of sugar fell into the open cup of an older gentleman next to me. Without thinking, I reached my hand into his cup of coffee, grabbed the sugar packet, and apologized, finished my cup, and went on my way. I did not realize this disgusting thing I did until almost a full month later when the replay randomly came back to me. She still dies inside every time she thinks about this.
Whoa. That's wild.
When we do something when we drop something or whatever, it is our instinct to kind of grab or clean or whatever first. You could see the first initial reaction, but you would hope it would keep you from actually like going full on into the cup of coffee.
Well, and you said this was a woman, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's a mom thing to do.
Yes, yeah.
That's absolute mom thing, and you're totally fine doing that to your kid. That's a caring, oops, I'm sorry, I fixed that. It's fine. Your germs, my germs, we're good.
We're good.
But I just, that old man's reaction, I wish I could be a fly on the wall after then she left. Because then they sat there and she finished her cup of coffee.
That's what I would like to know, is to be the fly on the wall there and everything.
Did he just calmly sit there and also drink his coffee?
Yeah. I would love to know what happened there.
Oh, this would be a fun sketch.
There we go. That's what we're doing. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring rain tonight, tomorrow, with rain changing to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of snow with heavier amounts to the northwest. We'll keep an eye on that. Today, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Jeremy Schmidt. He's going to tell us about Sand Slicer and this awesome company he's got.
All right.
Looking forward to that. Right now, a Florida man, that ain't right stories here, and we got to kind of tie into another story. A Florida man threatened to shoot up a bar just because the karaoke machine was broke.
Whoa.
Yeah, that ain't right. That is a messed up guy right there. But that got people thinking about the top 5 songs that make us wish a karaoke machine was broken. And so you did not have to hear these bad renditions of these songs. It is one thing to have a song you don't like. And it's an earworm or it's nails on a chalkboard. It's
done by the actual artist. Yep.
But when it's done by somebody who is not necessarily musically inclined, it can be a lot worse.
Yeah, or had to have a lot of liquid courage before they got up there and lost their ability to hear what they're singing.
That's one that I feel like I've heard more, and I haven't heard a ton of karaoke, but I feel like I've heard more of people who I know actually can sing, but then they get that liquid courage and they go up there and forget all their musical talent. Like, yep. But yeah. So Ice Ice Baby from Vanilla Ice comes up on the list right away.
So Ice Ice Baby, when I was, I don't know, gosh, I must have been like 10, I always thought it was, and I'd sing it to myself, Ice Ice Baby, to go, to go. That's what I hear every time I think of that song.
That's great. No, that's good. That's actually, I hope that's all I think about when I hear that song too. I'm going to say something very unpopular, and I say this as somebody who grew up on, loves hip hop, loves it very much. I don't believe hip hop is meant for karaoke. I think have fun, do whatever you're going to do, and if it's on there, it's on there, all that. I just don't know how this is necessarily the genre, the format for it. I don't know. I don't feel like they fit. And there's plenty of songs that could be fun and even family friendly almost, you know.
Yeah, with, some that some are a little more melodic.
Yeah. But I just, I don't know. I know that it's, the genre was really built for karaoke. I don't know.
Not necessarily.
My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. Celine Dion, right? Yeah. Celine Dion. Yeah.
When that one is done bad, it's painful.
Oh, I can't imagine. Now, it's not on here, but I would think the same thing with I Will Always Love You.
Yep. With Whitney Houston or Dolly Parton.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got to be, you know.
If you can't hit those notes, please don't try.
Just don't even bother. One that I find interesting is on the list is American Pie. Because from what I remember of the song, there's not necessarily in really high notes or anything like that, but it's very long.
It's so overdone.
Yeah.
So overdone.
And I don't know that another unpopular opinion, no karaoke song should be over 3 minutes, like 3-4 minutes tops. Like I don't know about that. I don't know about going up there and doing a 7-minute karaoke song. Tears in Heaven is also on the list from Eric Clapton. Now, keep in mind, everybody, we're not saying whether these are good or bad songs or anything like that. They're just, you know, not maybe good for this particular moment. Another thing about karaoke, again, unpopular opinion, I don't think that sad songs should be on a karaoke list.
Well, now, it depends. It depends because it depends on the audience, the time of day of the karaoke, and the singer.
Yeah.
Sometimes it fits. Maybe really like at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, Tears in Heaven would be the perfect song.
Maybe. Or maybe the perfect or most unperfect song would be Baby Got Back from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, come on. I enjoy singing that song.
No, that one, I take back everything I said about hip hop and karaoke. Yeah, yeah. You go ahead and do that one. Yeah, yeah. That's that's completely okay.
When it was the Mel and Amanda show at Ed Thompson's Teepee Supper Club in Toma, we always did Baby Got Back to open our show.
That I'd love to have seen. Oh, that I'd love to have seen.
That and Lady Marmalade.
Oh, both of them. I bet you. Oh, I'd love to have seen those. Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond comes up.
This is the one for me. I can't stand the song, and I absolutely detest it at karaoke. Absolutely detest it.
This may be the one that I've heard the most from people, and so many different people. I actually heard this a lot when I was out in California. I have to be honest, I haven't heard the song that much to where it bothers me that much. I don't know. I didn't grow up around a lot of Neil Diamond, though, so I don't know. Don't Stop Believin' from Journey. Yeah, I think that's probably one of the more overplayed ones for sure.
Yeah.
They say here, anything from Sarah McLachlan, just because it's sad and it makes people think of sad songs or sad dogs or something like that, which is is a shame because that's an amazing singer and songwriter.
It is, and her music is beautiful. But again, it is there's a level of difficulty in some of her songs that would be, you know, for some, yeah, it'd be hard to recreate.
Yeah, I could see. And such a unique voice, too. That is part of it. I am getting a text here from one of our listeners that, how dare I, Ice Ice Baby is the best karaoke song.
You have been corrected,
yes,
James.
I have, yes. And finally on the list here, Friends in Low Places.
Oh, I'm surprised that one of my other most hated songs at karaoke did not make the list. But yeah, Friends in Low Places is very overdone.
I was going to say, that one, it's about it being overdone, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope, mine is Love Shack.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't think of that one. Yeah.
How is that not on the list?
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. That's a good one. I'm trying to think now. Where's karaoke songs? Because again, this isn't my wheelhouse. I just haven't spent a whole lot of time around karaoke's or karaoke's. I don't know if that's
karaoke's.
I don't know how you put
karaoke
that
bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one is Picture. Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow, I think.
Yeah. No. If I never hear that song again, I'll be good. It seems like a song that's trying to be a sad song, but not pulling it off. That's the way that felt for me. Every Rose Has Its Thorn from Poison. Barbie World from Aqua.
I love singing that one. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. Life in plastic. Come on.
It Wasn't Me from Shaggy and Rick Rock.
Oh, bleh.
Yeah, that one. That's now here's the other part of karaoke that happens too. Because there's the people that go up there or a person that goes up there and there's and then when the refrain comes around, that's when they actually talk and that's when they actually sing. Like that's karaoke.
You think you know the song because you remember the chorus. I've done that myself. And then I've gone back to my friends at the table. I'm like, I really didn't know the verse, but did it sound okay? They're like, nope. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My Way from Frank Sinatra is on here, along with Bohemian Rhapsody. A couple of ones that I imagine are done quite a bit.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody is kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I would think that, again, that one's one that I haven't heard that much, so it doesn't really disturb me or anything. I don't know what it is, but there's some of the, that just stand out. Mm-hmm. And even though I haven't probably, I may not have even heard, Tears in Heaven in karaoke. I don't think I have heard anybody do that in karaoke, but I'm just, having horrible versions of it in my head now and imagining that. That does not seem like a good one.
Yeah, My Way is definitely one that you get some very inebriated person up there, and they think they're doing awesome.
Yeah. Well, you can sing along and know that you are singing along with one of the better singers and musicians to come to this area. Michael Cavanaugh is going to be in town in just a couple of days, everybody.
Awesome.
With the music of Billy Joel and Elton John featuring some of the greatest hits, he is getting to our area. Keeping the Faith is one of his better versions of the New York State of Mind. Incredible creations. Songs that you can expect to hear are Piano Man, Rocket Man, Benny and the Jets, all kinds of stuff like that.
All the favorites.
Yeah. The production is presented by the Arts Council of Southwood County. It'll be this Thursday, 7:30, over at the PAC, the Performing Arts Center, at 1801 16th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Encourage you to do that. Buy local, support local, support the arts all at once. Mm-hmm. All at once you can do that by just getting a couple of tickets and seeing this amazing performer. Michael's just an incredible artist. And you know what, Melissa? We got these two tickets just staring at me right now.
Ooh.
I mean, let's give them away. What do you say?
Okay.
Let's give them away.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's
give
them away.
Love giving stuff away.
Give us one of your favorite Broadway songs or favorite theater songs or something like that. Or
how about a song?
Yeah. Just give it to us, everybody, and we'll get these tickets to you. And then we'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Ceasefire over in Gaza. Local health officials say more than 410 people were killed in surprise Israeli airstrikes overnight. Former State Department Middle East envoy Aaron David Miller.
I think the main incentive, the main objective here is for the prime minister to keep his seat.
President Trump and Vladimir Putin set for a talk on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
President Trump says he'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine and has laid claim to even more.
After 9 months stuck in space, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Wilson are set to splash down off the coast of Florida in a SpaceX capsule today. NASA's Ken Bowersox.
I'm looking forward to sitting across from them and hearing about their perception of how things went and all about their time on orbit.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.